This is Primetime on KTEP, a program that focuses on economic development, mobility, security, and quality of life issues in El Paso and surrounding areas.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of El Paso Primetime. I'm Richard Dayoub, Thunderbird Management Consultant, your host for El Paso Primetime, and today we have with us, for the first time, a gentleman who has got a lot to share with us about a program known as Every Little Blessing, and we'll talk in depth about that. But before we do, I'd like the Executive Director, Michael Phillips. Michael, thank you for being on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
First of all, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here. I'm born in Germany, Army brat, raised in El Paso, graduated from Andrus High School, home of the Golden Eagles, got my graduate degree and master's degree at UTEP, stayed in El Paso, taught in the public schools, was an administrator for over 30 years, and retired from teaching and found my way to Every Little Blessing Preschool as the executive director.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you for sharing that. By the way, you did not tell me until now that you were an administrator in the public school system. Which public school system?
EPISD and Clint ISD.
And Clint.
Yes. And I also worked in Las Cruces for a couple years as an HR administrator.
Is that right? That's a tough job right there. So thanks again for being on the show. We have so much to talk about, and we'll have to begin with telling our audience, please, what is everylittleblessing.org and what is it you do?
So Every Little Blessing Preschool is the best kept secret in El Paso, and we don't want it to be that way anymore.
We're going to help you change that.
I hope so. That's why we're here today. So we specialize in educating kids with Down syndrome in an inclusive environment. And so what that means for people who may not, those terms are new to them, is that we have typically developing students and students with a disability learning side by side each other in the same classroom all day. And we know that science says and the research says it benefits both equally.
Yes, it does. And you didn't mention this beforehand, but as an observation from my part, just through my careers, plural, what I've learned after raising four kids with my spouse is smaller classrooms usually bring better results for the students. I'm talking about in a typical school classroom.
Right.
So your school, though, takes it to another level.
We do. So we serve students from 1 to 5 years old. And the beauty of our 1 and 2 year old class is a 3 to 1 teacher to student ratio. And our middle class, it's 4 to 1. And our preschool class, it's 5 to 1. So you're not going to find that in any other public preschool out there. There's going to be 18 students to a classroom.
At a minimum,
with a teacher and maybe an aide. So you're going to get the benefits of the small classrooms for sure, just like you mentioned.
So you already mentioned a little bit about what makes you different from typical public education, but talk a little bit about Cognia and the Texas Rising Star 4-star facility that you have.
Yeah, so we recently applied for Cognia recognition. It's a national accreditation and received that, and we're accredited with merit. This is our first year applying, and we've been accredited with merit, and this is a national organization and a national accreditation, which is above and beyond what we have in Texas. We are also registered through Texas Health and Human Services and with Texas Rising Star, and we're a 4-star facility in Texas, and that's the highest ranking you can get. So we have the highest ranking in Texas, and we also have a national accreditation, which I think outpaces many of the other preschools in the area.
So you're a nonprofit organization.
Yes, we are.
But importantly, there are funding opportunities. If you could speak a little bit about that.
So we do charge tuition. We are a nonprofit, but we are registered with Borderplex, and so we are eligible to receive CCS, child care subsidies. So parents who may not think that they're able to afford an education as highly specialized as ours can apply through CCS, and if they qualify because they're low income, then their child's tuition would be paid for partially or fully. We also offer scholarships, which is great. So our Whole Hog fundraiser that we'll talk about later helps out families with scholarships if they don't qualify for CCS for some reason. And then we are also TIFA, or the voucher system, the education service, the education allotment that Texas has provided this year, we're approved for that. So students can receive up to $10,500 for tuition or $30,000 for students with special needs. And there's some gray areas in there.
for the life of the student in class through those grades, or is that per year?
That's per year. Once they're qualified, they don't have to reapply. They just need to tell the state of Texas that I intend to re-enroll again in this institution, and if they're a qualified institution.
And you said you were registered with the Borderplex. Are you referring to Workforce Solutions Borderplex?
Yes, I am. Yeah. They're a great partner. And
Elena's a great friend of mine, and they do some incredible work.
Yeah, we've had a chance to sit together on some boards and different meetings. She is wonderful.
Well, super. So let's kind of get to the chase and talk a little bit about what's upcoming. We'll talk about it a couple times during this period that we have, but you mentioned the Whole Hog fundraiser. So if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit of information so people who are interested can participate.
Yeah, this gets me excited. So we, on April 25th at Grace Gardens, we're holding our annual fundraiser entitled The Whole Hog. Live music, a cornhole tournament. Think about a backyard barbecue. This is your anti-gala. So wear jeans, wear tennis shoes, wear your shorts. Come and eat great food from some of the best pit masters in the region. Chewy with Rolling Smoke, Desert Oaks. We have Smokies. We have a lot of different pit masters donating their talent and time to be with us. Wildflower is doing live music for us. And so all the funds raised go to provide scholarships for our families.
And the Hotel PDN is also involved.
They are, very much so.
That's great. That's great. And so we know that's April the 25th. And we'd like our audience to know, well, let's talk about that for a second. If they want to participate, if they want more information, if they want to contribute, they can do so by going to your website.
They sure can. If you go to everylittleblessing.org and you scroll down, there's an icon for the Whole Hog. You can click that to get more information and purchase tickets. Or we have a donate button on our website as well. So there's multiple ways. If you want to purchase tickets, you can go to the City Magazine El Paso and just look up tickets and type in Whole Hog. And all that information will be there. So April 25th at Grace Gardens from 3 to 7.
And just in case you came in a few minutes late, the website is everylittleblessing.org. Pretty simple. Go straight to it. And again, you can either donate by clicking on the donate button or going down, scrolling down to the Whole Hog fundraiser and getting your tickets to it.
Also, all you can eat, live music, adult beverages, and non-alcoholic beverages until we run out for everybody. It's just a great time, a chance for us, the community, to come together and then support inclusivity. I think it's really awesome that we have some of the pit masters that have donated their time and talent because they know what we do is important and we do good work. And so they recognize that and they're all in, and we really appreciate our community sponsors.
So that's April 25th from the hours are 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
That's correct.
Perfect timing. Put on your sunscreen, put on your favorite bonnet and your shorts and your flip-flops or your Birkenstocks.
There you go.
Just please don't wear your socks with your Birkenstocks.
Thank you.
That's a fashion no-no. Okay, so we have 24 students broken up into three classes of 8. So very individualized attention that these students get is so important. And your location of your school, in case someone wants to come by and visit, see firsthand what you're doing.
Yeah, we'd love to give you a tour. We're at 7930 North Mesa. If you're familiar with the West Side, Sam's and Hobby Lobby, we're right in the corner shopping center of Hobby Lobby, so we're not hard to miss. There's a McDonald's not too far away as well. So 7930 North Mesa and the Hobby Lobby shopping center.
Well, that's so great to hear. And thank you, first of all, for what you're doing in the community. This is critically important. I think most people recognize that whether they happen to be related to a child with Down syndrome or not, it's just essential because the attitudes, frankly, has gotten so much better since you and I were kids in terms of the way we educate our children who have Down syndrome. And we've seen the fruits of that in terms of them growing up to be giving back to the community and being engaged and working and just contributors to the living that we have in our communities.
Yeah, and we try and show that in what we do every day. So we are a preschool. We do have an adult with Down syndrome who works with us part-time. He's a paid employee Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then we have another adult who's IDD, an intellectual disability, who volunteers on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's really important that our families, our kiddos, or interact and understand that, hey, we're all contributing members to society. We all have something to give. We can all learn from each other. And it's just a beautiful place to be.
That's great to hear. Talk a little bit about your quarterly parent workshop.
So we have quarterly parent workshops. We started at the beginning of the year, and they're open to the community, not just our parents. We have one tentatively scheduled in April, and I can send that date to you, Richard, and maybe we can get that out. But we've had the Penn Project, so we have speakers that come in and talk about how do they do documentation for the school district, because they're going to leave us, and we want to prepare them and the parents to be ready for public schools. So how do they go about that documentation process for special education? We've had eating workshops, because a lot of our kids are food averse or have texture issues. And so we talk to the parents, and we've had therapists from UTEP come in and an outside clinic and talk to our parents and engage them on different ways to teach students how to, who are food averse, to overcome those fears and issues and really work with the parents on a variety of topics. So
okay, you caught my attention, because I didn't know for a second when you referred to Penn Project. What is that?
The Penn Project, they specialize in working with parents of students with disabilities and navigating some of those special education systems in throughout the public schools.
Okay. Yeah. So again, if you've tuned in just a few minutes late, we have as our guest Michael Phillips, who's the executive director of Little Blessing Preschool. And their website is Little Blessing.
Every Little Blessing.
Sorry, everylittleblessing.org, where you can get a wealth of information by visiting the site, not only about the programs that they offer throughout the year, but also how to contribute to the program if you wish to make a monetary contribution, or to participate with their upcoming Whole Hog fundraising event. That's being held again where?
At Grace Gardens on April 25th from 3 to 7 p.m.
Great. Also, you can go out there and visit them at 7930 North Mesa if you have an interest in engaging and being a help, participating as a volunteer. There are just a wide array of things that we can do in the community to help this program to continue to succeed. Well, Michael, we've covered some of the more critical aspects of the programs that you run, and we've now spoken a few minutes about your upcoming fundraiser. But there's so much more to share with our audience regarding the programs that you run there and giving some real-life examples, talking about brain development. But instead of my speaking about something I know little about, why don't you?
80% of our brain develops between the ages of 0 birth to 5. And so having children in an environment such as ours where they're soaking up that information is powerful. You know, we all would like to keep our kids home as long as possible, but while you're doing laundry, they're not really learning, right? And so in a school such as ours, our kids get sign language. Our toddler's class is English and Spanish dominant. It is a bilingual classroom, and it just happened that way. But all of our kids learn sign language, and we have several students who are on an iPad with an augmentative communication device. The Kiwanis donated some funds for us. Thank you, Paso Kiwanis, Mount Franklin. And we were able to buy these devices so kids could speak. That's their voice. And so a lot of times we'll have a student say, so-and-so forgot their voice, and they'll go and grab it for them because they know it's important. And it's not just communicating their needs, but it's developing relationships, right? If you can't communicate effectively, you can't build a relationship. You can't bond with people. And so it's more than just getting their needs met. It's about developing relationships and rapport. And so our students have a chance to learn some very valuable skills that are going to take them throughout life, typically developing or a student with Down syndrome, that they'll carry with them forever. It's just a wonderful place to be.
I'm impressed by the fact that these students all are taught sign language.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, on a personal level, even though I've never needed it in life, it's always been something. I speak a few languages, but sign language is not one of those. And I've always thought, if I only had the time.
Yeah.
So that's pretty incredible. But you struck a chord for me. We were fortunate in our lives with all of our kids to be able to put them in preschool.
Yes.
And get them moving along and interacting with other children and learning, developing their learning skills. But as we know, and you mentioned briefly, there's a culture. Luckily, that's changing a bit.
It is.
But there is a culture that still remains to some extent where families are hesitant to let their children, maybe reluctant to let them go too soon, thinking they're too young. But in reality, it's better for them, for their developmental skills, for their learning, to get engaged even earlier than they've been normally doing.
It is. Those dendrites are just bursting and popping, and that brain is developing exponentially. And so for them to absorb two languages, sign languages, interact socially, overcome obstacles, learn how to deal with differences, and I shouldn't say deal with, but see people with differences and accept them and learn how to communicate and interact, those are lifelong skills. And you're not going to get that at home 9 times out of 10 with a family member.
That's true. Before we went back on the air, you mentioned some real life examples.
Yeah.
If you could share some of those with our audience.
We say miracles happen every day. And so we've had a young lady who've come in and she has cerebral palsy and she wasn't able to walk. Came in non-speaking as well. And so through our network, our director of academics was able to secure her a walker because her parents didn't have one at the time and insurance process is slow. Got her a walker, sent her to therapy. We have therapists who come into our facility, which that doesn't
physical
happen.
Therapists?
We have physical therapists, speech therapists, occupational therapists that we allow to come into our facility because we know it's important for that relationship, right? So to make the long story short, this young lady has now had her own walker. Her parents are diligent about working with her outside of the school and the community and sending her to therapy. They send us videos all the time of her at therapy. She's standing up pretty independently. She's moving with that walker. The other kids are cheering her on. I mean, it's just a beautiful sight to see, you know, and the fact that parents go out of town and are willing to share videos back with us during spring break and other times of the year, I think speaks volumes. If I could tell you, we have we have some students with autism too, and we don't specialize in autism, but we do have some. And, you know, a student was having a rough day, and two of the girls in his class know that he loves music, grabbed his hand and started singing to him. His demeanor changed. He was no longer throwing a tantrum. He was able to soothe himself with the help of his typically developing peers, and they learned that from the adults. And so going out in the community and seeing things and dealing with things as they're older, they're not going to be scared. They're going to know how to react. They're going to know how to communicate. They're going to know how to facilitate positive interactions. And those aren't things you're going to find in most other preschools, I would challenge. You know, and there's a lot of good places in El Paso, but I really believe in what we do, and the people that we're doing it with. Our teachers are amazing.
So just curious, how long have you been with this program?
I've only been there since July 21st.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the school's been open since 2017, and I just had the opportunity to join. They were hiring an executive director, and I realized what a special place this is, and if I could be a part of this development, I took the leap, and I'm glad I did.
Well, thank you for doing that. It's an enormous commitment. If you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about your special relationship with the El Paso Community Foundation.
Yeah. So we're a supporting org of the El Paso Community Foundation, and they helped establish Every Little Blessing with the McKees, John and Lynn and Carrie back in the day. And so we're grateful to the El Paso Community Foundation for all of their support. We also work really closely. You were mentioning adults with disabilities with Gozo's Ice Cream. They'll be at the Whole Hog, and Adam Thides runs that. And they'll be there selling ice cream and with their adults working and supporting us, and we're supporting each other. It's a pretty tight-knit community.
They first began downtown on Oregon Street, but I understand, I think correctly, that they're now expanding to other locations across the community.
They are.
They employ young people, mostly, special needs.
Yes, they do. And so we all need a chance to belong and to work and earn a living and contribute to our community, and Gozo's is giving.
And increase our self-worth.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than that.
Well, that's great to hear. And again, if you tuned in a few minutes late, we're with Michael Phillips. He's the executive director of Every
Little Blessing Preschool.
Thank you.
You got it.
I wanted you to say that for me instead of my saying it for you. Every Little Blessing Preschool, you can access information by visiting their website, which is everylittleblessing.org.
Yes, sir.
.org. You can go there. You can find information about their upcoming fundraiser, the Whole Hog fundraiser, upcoming in April, specifically April
25th at Grace Gardens from 3 to 7.
You can also click on the donate button,
yes,
make a contribution. If you've not visited the school, if you have an interest in volunteering or just learning a little bit about the many programs that they're offering, I hear on reliable authority from Michael that you would be a welcome guest at their facility.
Yes,
if you make arrangements in advance to come down and see what they're doing there. Perhaps if you don't have someone who has that need, you know someone who does have that need.
Yes.
And you can direct them to the program, which I think will benefit all. So, Michael, we thank you for being on the show with us today. If you wouldn't mind, just a closing thought with our audience before we move on.
We appreciate the support from our community, especially our sponsors from the Whole Hog. We have a great relationship with UTEP, their speech, OT, PT department, and the College of Education. Our school is a beautiful place, and we encourage you to come out and tour and visit and see what we do and see the miracles that happen every day. And inclusive education is where it's at, and it takes money to do it well.
I assume there's a sign on the building that tells people who you are.
We have signs actually on the windows. We
on the
occupy
windows.
The corner space, about 6,000 square feet. And so we occupy the corner space, and all the signage is on the windows, not up top.
And that's 7930 North Mesa, which is, for convenience, very close to Hobby Lobby.
It is.
On the west side, right? So we thank you for being on the show, Michael. And go ahead, you were going to say something.
And I just wanted to add one thing, Richard, we didn't talk about. We are on the west side, but we serve the community of El Paso.
As a whole.
As a whole. We have parents who come from Horizon every day because they believe in what we do. We have people from the northeast and central El Paso. So we are located on the west side, but we do serve the entire region, and we would love to have you come out and visit.
Well, thanks for being with us today and for sharing all this information. To our audience, you have 2 weeks to think about going out there for the Whole Hog fundraiser and supporting this worthwhile organization, and while you're at it, having a heck of a good time. So thank you for listening this afternoon, and as you're usually familiar with my closing, this is KTEP, your NPR station for El Paso in the Southwest. If you're a member, we thank you for being a member. We just had our pledge drive a few weeks ago. If you are not yet a member, it is never too late. And if you listen to our show and other shows regularly, then you should become a member at whatever level you feel comfortable contributing. You can go to ktep.org and click on our donate button and make a contribution one time, or as I am, become a sustaining member and make that adjustment to your contribution based on your situation. Charge it to your credit card or deduct it from your bank account. In any event, have a wonderful Saturday afternoon, and thank you for listening.
El Paso Primetime is a production of KTEP. Views expressed by the host and guest don't necessarily reflect those of KTEP. For inquiries about our public affairs programming, email ktep@utep.edu. Richard Dayoub appears courtesy of Thunderbird Consulting. The producer and editor is Daisy Morales. The show is recorded at the Communication Department at the University of Texas at El Paso. To learn more about the program or to listen to past episodes, visit ktep.org. If you're a parent, a caregiver, or a professional supporting children with disabilities, the Children's Disabilities Information Coalition invites you to attend the 37th Annual Children's Disabilities Symposium on Saturday, May 2nd at 8 in the morning. Attendees will benefit from a keynote presentation by Special Education Attorney Elvin W. Houston, bilingual breakout sessions, and access to over 20 community resource tables will be at your disposal. The registration deadline is April 24th, and for more information or the registration fee, you can call at 915-217-2747.
This week on This American Life, the most famous Black American in the 1950s was Paul Robeson, an icon of the Harlem Renaissance, an actor, activist, singer, athlete, family man. Little known fact about Paul, one day he said to his wife,
"We both said we want an unconventional relationship. Why don't we open up our marriage?"
That's This Week.
Sunday evening at 5 p.m. on KTEP.
Looking for a smart way to reach engaged and local audiences? Underwriting programming on KTEP helps your business stand out while supporting public radio in our community. To learn more about underwriting opportunities on KTEP, you can visit ktep.org or contact Maria Rubio at 915-747-5212. KTEP Public Media, powered by community support.